Greg and Dan Show on WMBD. I'd just like to point out, and Mark Algini is in for Dan DiOrio, and Craig Collins is here from the afternoon show. Before we get going, that song right there is a song called Skate from Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars and his crew. And it's one of my favorite songs. And it's one of the songs that I tell people when I hear that. It's one of the reasons we do Music Monday with Mark, is when people my age say there's no good music, there's no good new music, I point to that song. That song came out about 3 years ago, maybe. It is perfectly an R&B song that we would have listened to 30 years ago. It is so great. It's got two great lines in it. One is something about your perfume smells better than a barbecue. That is, wow. You get away with that, singing that to your woman, you are in love.
That's a closer line. That could be a closer line.
You smell better than a barbecue.
I imagine it's not actually true all that often. Barbecue smells pretty great.
There's not
a lot of perfume that smells better. Hi, guys. Good.
Hi. I don't know too many women that smell better than barbecue.
Not often.
I might have just put myself in a bad situation.
Both you guys are married. You're not going home today.
My wife smells better than barbecue. Yeah. I'm going to say that out there.
Well, see, here's the thing about conversations. I can't say, yes, she does.
No, you can't.
No, I can't. I can't. You'd be like, oh, what are you talking about, man?
Right. Well, I mean, also, I wouldn't probably blow off the handle like that. But I'd be a little curious.
I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? That's my wife. Isn't that funny?
Right. Yes.
You can say certain things to certain people or about certain people. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go, no, I can't say that.
No, I don't know anything about it.
Can't say that Yvonne
just or Betty nod smiles. Your head and smile.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. Are you a soccer guy? I can't remember.
No. I think soccer is a very boring sport.
I agree with that. Look, I have my little soccer ball with me.
Nice. Yeah. I think it's cool if the United States does well in something like the World Cup. Yeah. However, getting to the round of 16 is not shocking. We've done that a lot before. And beating Iran, not shocking either. We are undefeated against that team as a soccer team.
Really?
We will probably lose to the Netherlands, and then we'll probably be out again. And then we'll continue to not be good at that sport, so I won't care, like a lot of Americans. I know a lot of young people love it. A lot of other people don't.
I'm in your camp. I don't. My son and daughter both play. In fact, all four of my kids, I think, played at one point. And I liked watching them playing.
Sure.
Because when you watch little kids play soccer, it's watching clumps. The ball will go there, and then there's a clump of people, and they walk. It looks like a Peanuts cartoon.
One kid falls down.
In fact, there's a TikTok video.
Other kids down.
There's a video right now, a TikTok video or something, of a little kid, a soccer game, where a boy kicks the ball, and it hits the opponent in the face, right? And it knocks him back, and the ball goes back to the same kid. He hits it again. He hits another kid in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Three in a row. And the caption I most often see associated with it, he's Jason Bourne. He's like just whacking people. It's so funny.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So I know that it's, I appreciate the athleticism. I appreciate all of that stuff.
Right.
It's hockey without skates.
But I've never been a big hockey fan.
They're in really good shape, the people who play the sport. It's just so boring. We won 1-0 against Iran. And that
nil,
was,
by the way.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm here in America. I'm in the United States.
Or American.
I don't say that.
You see the guy pull his T-shirt up though, it says it's called soccer. Love that.
No, I resist saying the right score numbers in tennis. I just want to say 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't do
that. Is so funny. There is another video. I watch way too many videos right now. There's a video of a guy sitting in the penalty box in a hockey game. I don't know where who he was, and there's a shot, errant shot that hits him in the face, like in the face, on the side of the face, like shot to his face, and he just goes like this. He shakes it off, and then they juxtapose to a guy in a soccer game who gets touched and falls down and is like rolling around on the ground.
Okay, hold on. I want to say something.
Yeah.
So I think I might have mentioned this on your show. I lost to my nephew in basketball when I went to go visit them during Thanksgiving.
Okay.
My nephew's like 14.
Yeah.
First time he's ever beaten me. Big moment for him, I guess. Sad moment for me and my aging. But I got to be honest, he fell down a lot, and he used to play soccer. And I wasn't shoving the kid. I wasn't, like, throwing the kid every time he'd do a layup. But every time he'd drive, he'd, like, flop over to the ground and then kind of call a foul. And I was curious where that came from until I talked to my brother later. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he was a soccer kid growing up. So it's just a part of it.
That is so funny.
You just fall over all the time.
You know what's cool, Craig Collins, is that whole you're the older playing the younger.
Yeah.
And at my house, you know both of my boys. So David's 35, your age, right? Is that right?
A little
older. And then my son, Justice, is 16. He's in incredible shape and a basketball player. David used to play basketball 20 years ago. And so they still...
And now in the rock and roll business.
Well, they play each other. They haven't played for a while. I was surprised they didn't try to pull it off the other day at Thanksgiving. But I am so concerned that David's going to get hurt.
Everybody was concerned for me getting hurt. Everybody thought I was going to injure myself. Yeah. I didn't. I think David will be fine. I did hear some of his strategy about like bringing weapons.
Who, David?
To try to defend against Justice. I would say that's probably too far.
What's on your mind today for the Craig Collins program? What do you think you're going to be talking about?
I think I have to talk about the rail strike. I think the likelihood of it, the reaction by the Biden administration to potentially try to prevent it. It sounds like a lot of it is over sick leave. Rail workers want to be able to go on sick leave like everybody else, and to not be able to negotiate for that will be confusing. So I think there will be a lot of coverage on that topic. A lot of the news of the day, Brian Noonan on the show.
What have you talked about in regards to the whole weird dinner down there at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, a lot of Republicans came out, some maybe at first tripped on it, but then came out and said that that's not a guy you should be hanging out with. There's a lot of people that Trump probably shouldn't be hanging out with at that dinner. But I do think Trump is desperate for money. I think that the Republican Party is unlikely to throw the significant amount financial resources behind him. I think they're waiting for DeSantis. So I think Trump probably made a decision based on money that after the fallout of it, he may regret.
One of my the comments that we were talking about earlier that I think is very telling, and I never had thought about it until today. It's not my original thought, is the Secret Service, which still protects former President Trump, does not allow for surprise visits. There's no surprise. There's no I'm popping in to have coffee with Craig at his house. They knew who was there. Everybody knew who was there.
Yeah.
And so to say that I didn't know, even know that that guy was coming. Well, somebody did. Secret Service knew.
Yeah,
they absolutely did.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, and I'm in no way, shape, or form. I said this on my show yesterday, trying to defend the decision to have a meal with people like that.
Sure.
But I imagine there's a lot of seedy, crappy people that give money to political campaigns throughout our entire country. I don't know that we hear about all the seedy, crappy people. We hear about this guy because he's uniquely crappy. But I imagine there's a lot of bad people handing money to people.
That is one of the coolest things I've heard anybody say. Seedy, crappy people.
Seedy, crappy people. Yeah, well, he's more than that. He's an anti-Semite, racist,
I would just like to say
this,
and none of that part, but I would say seedy, crappy people donate to campaigns of every level, including around here.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, and I'm not trying to judge the politicians for it, a lot of politicians willingly accept money from seedy, crappy people. So, again, I'm not trying to defend Trump's decision. I just think it's interesting that the press is so obsessed with this move because it's Trump as much as anything compared to probably other bad people.
You've seen pictures of like presidential candidates with seedy, crappy people, and they call them out on it when those pictures are taken because they'll show up at like a political fundraiser and for $700 you can get your picture with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And then pop up.
Yeah, and then there's the bad guy.
I think sometimes, I'm just guessing, there's still a lot of seedy, crappy people we've heard nothing about because there's so many seedy, crappy people.
I feel strongly, and I'm sorry that I'm not gifted enough to pull it off, but I feel that there is a song in the phrase seedy, crappy people.
It's an R.E.M. parody, Shiny, Happy People. You've got to make it.
Well, see, I was hearing, you know what I was hearing? I was hearing a version of Imagine.
I got you.
By John Lennon.
Okay.
Imagine.
I was hearing like the Disturbed version of Sound of Silence with seedy, crappy people.
Okay, seedy, crappy people.
And I'm thinking R.E.M.'s Shiny, Happy People.
All right.
Here's what's going to bother. Here's what's bothering me. I will not be able to get that out of my head the rest of the day. So this afternoon, we will talk more seedy, crappy people with Craig Collins from 3 to 6 right here on WMBD. Good to see you, man.
See you.
Thanks for coming in.